This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome back to the Free Breakfast on Free FM 89.0 with Raquel and Silvana. And Raquel, the moment has come.
Gen Xers, listen up. It's time to relive your youth. We're now going to be joined by the man, the legend, Kiwi icon, Mikey Havoc in studio right now. Morena, Mikey.
Good morning.
How's it going? You're joining us from Auckland?
Yeah, I'm calling from Auckland City.
Yeah.
Out of Waikato.
Oh, thanks for not forgetting us down here in the Tron Main Local Community Radio. We really appreciate it.
Awesome, no problem.
So we're talking about your mini tour, I guess. You want to tell us a little bit about it, where you guys are going to be headed, and I guess what brought us to being able to experience push again.
More than 30 years.
Yeah.
Push started when we were at school in Rangitoto College 100 million years ago, and we released our first single called Trippin'.
Yeah.
35 years ago.
Oh, can you believe it?
It went to number one and all sorts of stuff, and we were lucky enough to be able to tour around the country and play loads of shows for loads of people and have a really, really good time. And we did that for a couple of years. Went over to Australia, did some stuff over there, came back here. The band had a gentleman's split,
yeah,
as it were, and then at one stage we hadn't even been in the same room together for 20 years, and then we sort of just one day someone went, oh, we're going to be in the same city for the first time in ages. Should we just have a jam and see what happens?
Nice.
And it was so cool, and it felt so great, and honestly it felt like being 16 again. It was amazing. Mm. And so we sort of, that was back in 2017, and we ended up doing a little tour with the band The Darkness.
Yeah.
We did like three shows with them, and that went really well. And then we sort of kept our hand in it since then. And because two of the, it's still the same original five guys that were in the band, and two of them live over in Sydney, and they both got families over in Sydney and careers over in Sydney, stuff like that. So it makes it really hard, obviously. But we were now and then when one or both of them were able to come over, we'd get together and have a jam sort of thing. And so at one stage it was just to sort of just play music together because it felt good. And then we sort of talked about maybe we should write some songs. It's like, what?
Oh, yeah.
But we're too old to write songs.
Never.
But we sort of just cracked into it. And I'm really, really stoked with the way it's turned out, actually. And so, of course, if you're going to release new material, you may as well do some shows. And unfortunately, we can only do these four shows because we are restricted by the other guys having jobs and stuff,
yeah,
on the other side of the Tasman, you know. So it's a boutique tour. It's for special people only.
Love
and,
it.
But that special person could be you.
Yeah.
And so we're playing in Hamilton on Thursday night at the Last Place. And then we come to Auckland City on Friday night. Saturday night we're in the Kaipara Tavern in Helensville, and then we're down to Tauranga on Sunday night. And that's it.
Nice.
That might be the last time anyone ever sees us play. And it might be the last gig any of those people ever go to. Who knows?
Right.
but it's really exciting, though. We're stoked. We've sort of come on about the third day straight of practicing this week, and it's like, it's great, man. It's not tomorrow, but the next day. Holy hell.
Oh, you heard it. It's a chance to be part of history again. And, like, how are you all feeling? Like, it's super exciting for us Gen Xers, of course. How are you feeling from go the 90s to coming back together now?
The more that I sort of think about it, the less, like, you at the beginning of the, when I first came on, you said, you know, your chance to relive your youth. It feels less and less like that. It feels like, you know, the whole sort of, like, the relive your 90s sort of thing. It's definitely all about that, because for us it's all about that. It's like, you know, we're just doing the same fun stuff that we were doing then, and just turning it up as loud as possible and having as much fun doing it. But it's, you know, I kind of feel, to be quite honest with you ladies, I kind of feel that generation, our generation, but just said Gen Xers, are really, I mean, we sort of get into it better than any of the others. You know, and I've been to loads of shows in the last couple of years and festivals and stuff like that, where I've looked around and the people that are having the most fun are the Gen Xers who are still, who know how to sort of to turn up and to get into it. And it's been, and that's sort of how we're feeling about the whole thing. Actually, it's just sort of like I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, loving it, man! And you know, that was Tripping was like the soundtrack to our youth, right?
How cool! I mean, that's incredible. You know, to be sitting here so many years afterwards and to have somebody say that is incredibly, incredibly flattering. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
From the bottom of our hearts, I speak for the whole band.
Mickey.
You know, that's such a cool look. Because I've got songs that are like, you know, they put a pin in a moment and a feeling and a time and an energy and a you know, like a time that you look back with fondness and you know, happiness and just you know, wondering how the hell you did what you did and why you did it and that sort of thing. But yeah, to be one of those songs that does that for people is really cool. It's really cool, and you know, it's been really. The lead up to these, you know, when we sort of announced we're doing these shows, it's been amazing. People have just come out and said some really, really lovely stuff and are really genuinely excited about it. So I'm really looking forward to playing.
Oh man, so proud of you guys. It's always so awesome to see New Zealanders rocking it around the world, you know, coming back in and things like that too. I'm going to be so excited. When I heard that you guys were doing your tour, a little baby dance, you know, just thinking, oh my gosh, man, when was the last time, you know? And again, like you say, a next opportunity to ever be able to experience this. And that, for you people in the Tron, is this Thursday night.
Mike, you were telling about that you have been writing new material. What is this new material, and do we have the chance to have a new album maybe or something like that in a few months' time?
I don't know if we see each other enough to write a whole album's worth of stuff, because the EP that we've just released called The Truth, which will be playing in its entirety at the gig as well.
And now, after this interview, we will play it as well.
Like that took quite a long time to write, because we bashed out the base of it, the bones of it, and then. But you know, it's writing songs. You know, especially when you're this age, writing songs, you've got so much more life experience. You just want to pack every single thing that you've ever experienced into the song. So then you've got to do that, and then just pull it all out again and start again. Sort of. And so we had ideas what we wanted to write it about, and so we're going back and forth between Australia and New Zealand. You know, that was the first time we'd done that. Normally we'd just stand in the band practice room and just sort of look at each other and know whether, you know, what's working, what's not working, and oh, he likes that, he doesn't like that, or we don't like this, or whatever, you know. But this was totally different. But it made for great songs, though. I really love these new songs, and it'd be great to write more songs. I'm surprised. I mean, I'm kind of just blown away that we were able to write some songs that we thought were good enough to release. You know, at the stage of the band. I'm amazed that there's even at the stage of the band. How cool is that?
And what's some of the context around some of the songs, you know? So it's called The Truth. What's the why door behind it? What was the inspiration behind some of the, you know, some of the motivation for the songs? So just open jam,
well,
and that's I, what I, it
I'm,
is.
I'm kind of hesitant to sort of, maybe I break the rule now. I sort of made a little rule that I wasn't going to sort of say what it was about, because I kind of like the way that people interpret music themselves.
Yeah,
no, you know?
Fair enough, yep. Yeah, no, that's
okay,
all good.
So there's a song on the EP, there's one song called Euphoric Thunder and Bliss, the Clutching at the Sky remix, which is a song that was on our debut album, A Trillion Shades of Happy, back in 1992, that we've sort of reimagined, and super grunty now. It's so good. It sounds so good now. And that's one of the songs. The other song, there's a song on there called Sleep in the Morning, which is self-explanatory. and then there's a song, Andy, our guitarist, came up with writing a song about basically not telling the history of the band, but sort of like, you know, like you say, the waiora of the band, you know?
Yeah.
Like our, what our story was and how it happened, you know? And, and that, And that came out really well. I was blown away by how that came out. That's the song called Under the Eye. And it mentions all sorts of, it mentions all these different things about us growing up and all the different sort of time periods that we've all spent together. And, with a few sort of shout-outs to certain things, you know, we'd like, what do we mention now? We mentioned, like, Rangitoto, you know, living under the gaze of a volcano, which is, we all grew up on the North Shore of Auckland, with Rangitoto sort of in the distance all the time.
Yeah.
We mentioned the bus route that we used to take to school and into the city. Shore City Shopping Centre mentioned in there. Alfie's Gay Nightclub mentioned in there. Cafe DKD, like all these, like the power station, all the stuff that we somehow managed to put into a song and make it sound cool, which is what I'm really stoked about. There's another song on there called Skin, which is a really, really beautiful song, which is like we were emotionally, it's a King hit song, and it's I won't sort of go into what that's about, because it's
yes, Mikey, and because unfortunately we are love talking to you, but we need to go because we want to play the truth. We have it here lined up, and we are going to go to the news very soon.
I'll quickly. The truth is, there's a lot to the truth, but to put it simply, it's like a warning from us, from the guys in Push Push, to everyone out there that's listening, just to be very careful about what you put into your head.
Yeah, nice.
In these modern times, there's a lot of shit out there that. And you know, be it music, be it gossip, be it news, be it not news, be it you know, information or non-information, just be careful about what goes into your head. You've got a beautiful little head there, and you know, don't soil it with too much of the wrong stuff.
Not
too good, Mikey.
Does that sound cool?
Yeah, thank you so much. We'll see you on Thursday night, guys. This Thursday, 19th of February.
But the next day.
Yeah. Last place, Hamilton, celebrating 35 years of Trippin' and their new EP as well. Mikey Havoc, you hit it here first on Free FM. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, here is the truth for you.
Push, push.
Nothing.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.